Blog Talk Radio.
We are now being told to evacuate the facility.
Barry!
What the hell happened to him? He was hit by lightning.
I'm okay.
I watched you die, Barry.
Inside your body could be the map to a whole new world.
My name is Barry Allen. And I am the fastest man alive.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Flash Talk. Tonight we will be talking about Episode 10, Season 1, Revenge of the Rogues, as we see Captain Cold is back with a little friend, Mr. Arsenal. Or Heatwave, I'm sorry. Not Arsenal. Arsenal's a good guy, yes. All right, the Flash Talk, yes, call in, 914-803-4355. Again, that number is 914-803-4355. First caller here is from area code 239. Welcome to the Flash Talk.
I am the fastest man alive.
There you go.
So tell us, Matt,
your first thoughts on the Revenge of the Rogues.
Awesome. I geeked out quite a bit. I'd say about time the Flash returns. It was truly bazinga awesome. I loved it. I mean, seeing fire and ice working together, that was just
that
so,
so
amazing.
Cool.
That opening training scene with Cisco, Caitlin, and
with the rockets and the drone. Come on.
Reverse Flash. And but who broke those guys out of the jail? I mean, when they were going to prison, was it Grodd? Was it Reverse Flash? Because I just
wasn't it like a lady?
A what?
A lady. No?
Yeah, we see her in next week's episode, I think.
Yeah. All right, we have a new caller from area code 609.
Hey, what's going on? It's Francesco from New Jersey.
Hey, Francesco. Did you watch last night's episode, Revenge of the Rogues?
Yeah, I watched it. I got to tell you, this is my favorite show on TV right now. I mean,
it's fun.
I love it.
I love it.
Totally fun.
It's not so slow like Gotham.
Yeah, and it's not so annoying and boring like Arrow.
Hey.
But let me tell you something. I mean, the CG that they're pulling off on this show, especially when he takes
can you imagine the motion picture Flash? That's going to be epic.
It's going to go for like 10 seasons, I have a feeling, like up to 2030. It's going to go like forever. I still want Frank Gustin to play the Flash in Justice League. Flash in Justice League movie.
You guys are wondering who broke them out at the end, and that was Lisa Snart, which is Leonard Snart's sister, who is the Golden Glider.
Yes.
Oh, I caught that. He said this at the end.
Overall,
all right, from area code 469, welcome to the Flash Talk.
Joe from Krypton. What's up, guys?
Hey, Joe. How's it going, sir?
Pretty good. Just here listening.
Did you watch
to you guys.
Last night's episode?
Oh, man. I'm going to sound like a broken record. No, I'm not caught up on that one either.
Hey, man. But you're a trooper for calling in. We have a new caller from area code 469.
Hey, I haven't watched any of the Chris from Gandalf.
Okay. Thanks.
Wow.
All right, so it was a great episode, guys. If you guys and the ladies are they're really working it out, man. Francesco, are we right?
All except for Iris. I didn't really like the Iris scenes. Caitlin though, she's pretty good.
Matt hates Iris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like
we've heard.
Vara slash Lois Lane on The Flash.
It's like a dumbed down Lois Lane. Instead of working at a newspaper, she's a blogger. I'm like, whoa, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Yeah, Joe and Chris, definitely one to watch, as you can hear from our excitement. Captain Cold is back with his hot friend. And yeah, literally. And there's a reference to Ghostbusters, and there's a lot more information with Wells. And if you guys catch those innuendos, as he says, you know, I'm only here to make you better. Hello, that's the whole premise of the Reverse Flash. So there's tons of stuff, DC Easter eggs in here. So definitely watch that. Don't miss it. Okay, Francesco, since you watched it, let's go to you first. What was your favorite scene and why?
I think, it wasn't really a favorite scene, but one thing that I liked a lot was their concern for Barry when he wanted to push that, like, that that drone a little further.
Yeah.
And do you see Wells move his foot? I don't know if they caught that, but Wells moved his foot forward as if being cautious for Barry. Like, he's like, oh, I hope
I think I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah, he moved his foot, and I thought that was pretty interesting.
Because, you know, he could have literally ran to him, catch him, or, you know, save him, and then run back to his seat.
Yeah, without them being out.
That would have been crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to look for that.
There's
a really well done episode, visually and also story. Yeah, go ahead, Francesco.
No, overall, I thought the episode was awesome. I mean, between the special effects and then the combo between Captain Cold and Heatwave. I mean, was it me or is Heatwave? I mean, he talked a lot. He was kind of annoying.
Yeah.
He's sad though.
So,
he was. Even remember at the police station, it was just like a little over dramatic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like a crazy lunatic.
Yeah, it was nuts.
It's like, dude, calm down. You got your check.
Yeah, sure. You're going to get it.
The actor. I'm talking to the actor. You got your check, bro. Ease on down on the...
Yeah. It was nuts.
Of course, poor Barry has to go through the heartache of watching Iris with Eddie. It's just like... Of course, as we know, or I don't know if you do, he is the other Flash. So there's always these little looks that he gives Barry. And we know at this point he doesn't even know that. But it's just like you can just see the Lex Luthor / Clark Kent, you know, relationship blossoming. And then, of course, we know it's going to end terribly and tragic form one way or another. But it's great to see the beginnings of each other's foes. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Give us your favorite scene and why.
I really love the scene where Captain Cold and Heatwave were aiming their guns at the Flash.
Who's knocking? Wait, hold on. Like with a hammer or something.
It's Matt from Florida.
Matt, is that
no,
you?
It's not. No.
I'm just kidding, dude. I don't know.
It's Chris. He's cooking.
Oh, you cooking, Chris?
No.
Then who
yes,
was that?
You,
you guys didn't hear?
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, it was like clank, 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 clank. And then when I did something, it stopped.
It's actually me, dude. I have a Thor hammer. I'm actually Thor. I forgot to tell you guys.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. All right, sorry, Matt. Keep going.
I love that scene where you see... Captain Cold and Heatwave aiming their guns at the Flash, and then he gets free of it and stops them, and then you see him and Eddie working together, and he changes his voice, and he goes, "Thank you, Detective."
Mm-hmm.
That was a cool scene.
That was a cool scene, yeah. I like that as well. Go ahead, sorry.
But very great episode.
Yeah, one of my favorites is where Caitlin does a little detective work after she finally realizes that Firestorm is not the actual name. It's an acronym with – do you guys remember what it stands for? I mean, if you're a true Firestorm fan, you should know this.
I'm not. I don't know.
I know. Me neither. I'm like, I thought Firestorm was it. I didn't know it was an acronym, but it's definitely, you know, molecular. Blah, 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 blah. That's the short version.
Wow.
I love how she's uncovering all of this, and she finds out that the professor that co-wrote the paper has been missing since the explosion, and there's the formation of the two. You know, you have Robbie and the professor, and they form Firestorm. So that's going to be kind of cool to witness the effect of those two merging together to become the superhero. Do you think they'll do that, or do you think they'll work out a different way other than what we know? Let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. What do you think? Do you think they're going to stick to the comics or go a different route?
I think they'll probably go a different route, man. These days, nobody really sticks to the comics. They stick to the core mythos of the comics, but they usually go a different route with it. So they'll probably departure a little bit, I think.
Okay. All right, let's go to Chris. Chris, your thoughts. Do you think they're going to show us a comic book version of Firestorm?
I don't know, actually. But it'd be awesome, definitely that, you know. It's cool because this is a live TV, you know. So we've seen everything on animation. So, I mean, I think at this point, to see anything happening from the animation to the live TV, it's amazing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Francesco, let's go to you, sir.
Fusion, ignition, research experiment, and science of transmutation originating RNA in molecular structures.
How did you know that?
I googled it on the internet.
I kind of figured that.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for looking that up, bro.
Definitely put it
into context now. Let's say it one more time in case people thought you were just rambling some random words.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Hip hop.
Right. No, that's the adjective. Go back to the noun.
All right. Fusion, ignition, research experiment, and science of transmutation originating RNA molecular structures.
Wow,
that's a tongue twister.
Basically
what it is, it's about being able to break down a molecule and being able to move it around to create a new one.
Right.
So that's what it is.
Yeah, it looks like it's pointing in that direction. Your thoughts on this, Francesco, now that you read that, what are your thoughts? Do you think they're going to stick with the comic origin or move away?
Well, I think what they're going to do, because every time we saw him, he didn't act like himself. So maybe we're going to get Robbie Amell's look, but the one that's actually speaking is the doctor.
Right.
But then at the same time, it's like, how did he get there unless he was able to, like, you know, when the whole thing happened at Star Labs, he probably broke out and probably fused with the first person that he encountered, which was probably the
right. That's going to be interesting if they even show us that, you know, how that origin started. Have they done one of those, like, Back to the Future origins?
What do you mean?
I mean, Back to the Past? I don't think they have. It's usually like what I mean to say is on these metahumans, have they ever gone to like at the time where the explosion happened to show their origin? It's usually like the after effect, right?
No, mm-hmm. No. They did it for the first like 3 or 4 episodes with like the random villain, but that was it.
Well, it Remember, happened like, during the pilot, so yeah, that villain for sure was in the.
Yeah,
when we saw his origin, because it was during the pilot. During
remember
the explosion.
Remember the electrical guy? They showed him hanging out with his friends, like, on, like, this phone tower or, like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did with that one. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They might show us the origin of Firestorm. All right, Matt, let's go to you. Do you think Greg Berlanti is going to give us a comic book origin, or do you think they're going to make up their own? or maybe a hybrid.
They're going to make up their own because Greg Burton definitely has done such a great job on The Flash so far because he all started with Arrow. And I think they're going to do great. Like the first time we saw Firestorm at the end of the crossover episode and then in the episode The Man in the Yellow Suit, awesome. Simply awesome because I've been seeing some pictures online of Robbie Amell in the Firestorm suit. So by season two or the end of the season, he's going to be in the Firestorm suit. So Dr. Wells and Caitlin and Cisco are going to probably help get his mind back to normal. But I did read on an episode that Barry and Caitlin actually kind of go out on a date at a karaoke bar. You see that in one of the promos?
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Okay, all right, thanks, Matt. Let's go around the room. We love the show, but if we can nitpick, now is the time. Let's just do a nitpicking. Like, you know, the show's cool, but let me nitpick on this little thing that bugs me. One, I'll give you two from me while you think of yours. I agree with Matt about Iris. Iris, for some reason, she's just there. And, of course, she works at a coffee shop where who else worked at a coffee shop? Lana Lang. I'm like, can we get away from the coffee shops? Maybe a burger joint, something? Come on. So that's one little nitpick. And then the next one is everyone at Star Lab getting on Cisco's case as he names all these villains, where they're like, you know, shut up, we don't need to hear that. I'm like, no, we do, because how would we know which villain it is? So anyone that shuts up Cisco, come on, back off. I just want a nitpick. Okay, so that will look too. Well, what do you think of what I just said? Anyone?
I agree, because Cisco is the comedy of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, Barry has those.
And he's pretty much the fan. He's us. He's us in the show.
Fanboy. And then, like,
I don't know,
when he brought up the heat wave, Dr. Rell said, Cisco, not now. That was kind of harsh.
All right. Anyone else?
My major nitpick with the show, which it's pretty good, it's a pretty good show, it's pretty solid, but my major nitpick with it is Iris, dude. Get rid of that crap, man. I mean, you can have her there, but change her character a little bit. Don't make her so Lois Lane-ish. That's annoying.
Yes.
It's really annoying.
Yes. All right. Let's go to you, Chris. What's your nitpick on the show?
Maybe somebody can sell Carl out, but I don't know. I don't like, I'm not racist because, hey, it's my girl, it's my color, but I don't
my color.
Wait, what's going on? Usually if someone says, I'm not racist, but.
I don't want to see her. Alrighty.
Okay.
You know.
Okay,
like,
that's not racist. You don't want to see her?
You know, I mean, get rid of her.
Yeah. Okay, all right, but not like literally, right?
No.
Just off the show. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like.
All right, Francesco, what's your nitpick on the show? Try to get away from that one.
The nitpick on the show? I don't have any nitpicks on the show. This is a perfect
No. We're all fans, Francesco, but you have to at least one. Come on.
Yeah,
man.
Can't
tell me it's like 100%.
All right. I'll give you one.
Come on.
Stop using coffee shops as the hangout place for the love of all that is holy. I mean,
and
really.
Then, you're in a big city, and you're going to go to that same coffee shop?
Yeah, please. And by the way, to answer your question before, I'm looking at something here that they showed the costume of Firestorm, and they show the Doctor and Robbie Amell wearing two different versions. And I think we're going to have dual identities.
Oh, like shapeshifters? I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to have probably change into the Doctor, and the Doctor change into Ramel. What are you going to do? But
and then what if Caitlin's with one of them, and then they decide to switch, and like, holy crap! Get out of my
bed. Threesome.
Or cuckold. Cuckold. All right. Let's go to you, Matt, from Florida. We know.
I
know. But you got a nitpick on one little thing.
Iris, she is so annoying, and the scenes at the cafe reminds me of Smallville all over again as a talent.
Yeah, get out of the coffee shop. Whatever happened to that burger joint that they used to go to? Oh, no, that's Arrow. But see, at least Arrow didn't use a coffee shop. They used a burger joint.
That's the greatest show on television.
That's the burger.
Arrow's the greatest show on television.
But then I think they jumped the shark when they went to the club. I'm like, really? A club?
Yeah.
So cheesy.
Well,
they're done with the club scene. Cause in Arrow,
and then you always see, like, Thea, who's supposedly the owner, wiping down salt shakers and stuff. I'm like, why would you be doing that? You're the owner. Don't you have people working for you?
Yeah, exactly. I never thought about that. That's a good point.
That's amazing. Remember how she was like, do you need a drink? The bartender. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Kind of like Thea.
That's who he's talking about.
From Era. Yeah, like, okay, we're talking about that. How did we jump from The Flash to Era?
Because Arrow's the greatest show on television.
I mean, we are like all over the place now. All right, come on.
No. We're back on the Flash.
We're back on the Flash.
All right. So the Revenge of the Rogue definitely upholded its title. I think it was great the way they titled it, and it's not the end, as Matt described the escape from his sister. Snart and Rory are broken out of the jail. So what do you think is going to happen now? Do you think they might save them for the finale? What do you guys think?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Probably for the season finale, because I'm sure they're going to bring back Reverse Flash at some point. And,
you know what's so funny?
When
I was watching this episode... And you saw how Barry was taking the hits from the heat and the fire on his costume. And then towards the end, you know, when they cross the streams, which is so funny, you know, a little reference to the Ghostbusters movie. Barry's costume is, like, charred but frozen. And, you know, we always hear from Cisco's like, dude, what'd you do with my costume? And we didn't get that this time. I'm like, do you think Cisco's like, whatever, at this point? Let's go to you, Matt. What do you think Cisco's thinking about his the latest costume ruin?
He goes, okay, whatever, or like something like that. It's like that first time you see that when the show first started. He goes, what did you do to my suit? What did you do to my suit?
He was really protective.
And like that one scene in the police station I liked a lot, and how they were talking about last year, we did something terrible, and now this year we're going to do something good. Like, they were spraying the police shields with cold to be able to stop Captain Cold. That part was pretty cool.
That was cool. All right, Francesco.
I mean, in the beginning, I think he cared about the suit, but maybe he just didn't say it, but I just think he's happy that Barry's okay. Like, and he's getting a new suit anyway, so, I mean... whatever to that, but it was pretty interesting to see how that affected the suit, though, those two guns.
Yeah, and here's my thing. Okay, they're not superhuman. They're just holding guns. Why couldn't Barry just run up to him and take his gun away?
Yeah!
I mean, come on, he's the Flash!
Are you kidding me? He's freaking the Flash.
He can outrun bullets.
I guess, yeah.
No one?
No, but I
I guess I'm the only one, then, that thinks this.
No, I understand what you're saying. I mean, even when he was running, they looked like they were chased, the cold and the rays were just falling right behind him. I mean, they shouldn't even be able to see him, you know what I mean?
He's the blur. Yeah, even Captain Colt says the Scarlet... what's the term they always reference the Flash? The Scarlet Speedster.
I know. I mean, is it really scarlet or is it red? Come on now. Please.
Right? It just depends, you know. Some people might be colorblind. All right, Chris, your thoughts on Cisco not caring about the costume anymore. Do you think they have a mass quantity of the costume?
Wait, what?
your thoughts on Cisco not caring about the costume, you know, being charred or frozen.
Oh,
you're like, what?
I think he's working on a cool new costume, so he's probably like, you know, doing it in the background. I want to say something about him. I really like him a lot, and I want them to do something special for him. You know what I mean? You know? I don't know.
They are. They're going to give him assless chaps.
And also, can I cut his hair?
Why?
That's good.
You want to wear it?
I want to cut it.
Well, you want to lick it?
You need a haircut.
He's like, yeah. All right. Now's the time to bring up anything that you have related to the Flash. Let's open the floor to you, Francesco.
Go to somebody else because I had something in my head and I forgot.
Okay. All right. Joe from Krypton. Sorry. Anything the Flash related?
Well, let me answer the question you're asking everybody, and I had to hang up real quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you dropped. Okay.
I think Cisco is probably thinking, you know what, this guy's earned, as a hero, he's earned the right to do whatever the heck he wants to do with the suit. So he's saving the city. Let him do whatever he has to do. You know, I'm not holding it against him. That's probably what Cisco's thinking, I think. And, earlier, Francesco was like, you know, I hate Arrow. That show sucks and it's boring. What's with all the hate?
Get
out
of here.
It's a DC show. Like, you should be throwing all that hate at Agent Carter or Agent Shield.
I
you
do.
Know?
Yeah,
I mean,
come on, Francesco. What's
get
up?
Out
of
here,
man.
Francesco.
Yeah, get out of here.
I didn't say that. All right, Francesco, let's go to you, sir.
Okay, I remember now. We're going to get, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but we're going to get an episode, obviously before the season's up, where we get to relive the night that their first Flash killed, well, supposedly killed his mother through reverse Flash's
From that point of view, yeah.
And that's going to be very, very interesting.
And
yeah, because remember, Francesco, remember Francisco said that there were two in the living room.
Yeah, and that's the funny part because the guy who plays Professor Wells said, I think he said this, that there's only one reverse Flash, which means that it's either a future Dr. Wells, another Dr. Wells from the future, and there were two of them trying to do that. There's only one reverse Flash, you know? So that's what he said.
Not in the comic books. There is more than
no,
one.
No, not in the comic books, but so far in the show, there's only one. So it could be Dr. Wells.
I don't know about this.
I think
there's two.
Yeah, there's two.
Yeah, there's not just one. There's two. All right, definitely good questions there. Thank you, Francesco, for opening our minds and exploring the possibilities. Chris, I'm sorry I didn't get to you, but we have to end our show. We're doing Arrow Talk next. Thanks, guys.